everyone. It's April, and Tony and I are back again this week to say hello to everybody, talk about our pets a little bit, and of course, ask Veronica some more questions. We have some good ones today. Guinness is back. He's 100% better. And again, I'm going to tell everybody, if your dog gets hurt in any way, like a spinal thing or something, try the acupuncture and the cold laser therapy first. It was the only thing that helped Guinness. And I ran him through all the gambits of, you know, Western medicine, and nothing helped. And of course, you know how they are. They say, okay, let's do an MRI. Oh, let's do the surgery. Exploratory surgery for $10,000. Wait a minute. Oh, slow down, you know? And so I got all that taken care of. And Guinness is back. So my world is right again. You know, the sun's coming out every day, and I'm not walking around with a big lump in my throat, you know, worried about my dog. They said that it probably happened when he jumped off of something. He might have twisted something, and that allowed a little bit of a herniation to happen. And we fixed it. So, Tony, yeah. Anybody going? How is everything going in Maine?
Everything's fine. No crisis. Knock on wood. Yeah, everyone's fine. QQ's fine. Ringo's fine. And so I'm rather boring right now.
Oh, you're never boring, sweetheart. You're never boring.
Oh, thank you, darling. Well, yeah. Now, not much going on, and you know, life goes on.
Yes, it does.
It does. So, I mean,
no, I'm gonna go get Veronica.
Okay.
See what happens today.
All right. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the show. We got some great questions. And, you know, as I always say, you need to write in. If there's any questions on the show you want more information on, just write in to innerwhispersradio.com. And that's INNER, whispersradio.com. Are you there, Veronica?
Yes, we are. Good day to you.
Good day to you. The first question is coming from Joni. When I pray to God, who am I really praying to?
Well, you need to understand, first of all, that the concept of God, it's more of an energy. It's not like an individual person. Because you are all in the linear, it's easier to perceive God as though, you know, somebody sitting on a throne making judgment calls on all those in the linear. It's not that. It is an energy, and all of you are a piece of that energy. So when you pray, you are focusing. You are bringing down all the chaos of dramatics around you down to nothing as you focus on the prayers that you're saying. It helps you connect with that energy, and more importantly, helps you to connect with yourself. You are the creator of your world, and the godlike energy is not an individual. It is an energy. And it will come more into you and help you might find the way to fix any problem that you may have or determine an outcome that you're praying about. But you're not praying to one thing. You are praying to this collective of energy that is helping you focus. The praying helps you focus and gets you out of the chaos of the linear world. And all of you walk around in that chaos every single day. And when you stop and pray, you sort of shut that all out and focus on what it is you're wishing to be different. You're wanting to connect to that higher frequency because, hey, it feels good. So that's what you're praying to. It's really praying within rather than to.
Okay, our next question is coming from Michael. Is there any sort of higher purpose to a person experiencing Alzheimer's or dementia?
Well, in many ways, there are different reasons that Alzheimer's and dementia happens. Some of it is linear malfunction of the body, that over the years that you spend on Earth, maybe you've participated in a few things or genetically you have the propensity to have that. And if you don't take precautions during the life to keep your brain and everything functioning properly, you can have dementia and Alzheimer's. We think that there is sort of a group of energies, healers. A lot of healers, especially the advanced ones, will come into a lifetime and manifest, say, something like Alzheimer's because they wish to study it. They wish to, on a higher level, know what it feels like. Because a lot of doctors, when they treat Alzheimer's, maybe they haven't had it, or maybe they have never had an experience with somebody they cared about. And what this does, when you come in as a healer, you want to know how to heal it from the inside out. And what better way to help heal something than it is to know it or have experienced it yourself. So there is a higher purpose, but there's a lot of other things around that it could be as well.
All right, our next question comes from Tara. As the Earth's population has swelled, I often wonder where the excess souls reincarnate from. Are they new souls as well?
There are many different energies. Now, we realize, yes, there are more incarnates now, say, than there were, 100,000 years ago. Some of them are new. Some of them have just been cast and they're coming in for the first time. But a lot of them are energies that keep coming back in. And sometimes an energy will come in to help while they're experiencing the excess souls and things like that. So there's new souls. There's healers that come in and want to experience it. And sometimes there are those who, simply by not doing the self-care or acknowledging the fact that their genes might have a propensity towards that, and they don't at least think about it and try to really exercise their brains, then, of course, they would get the Alzheimer's and the dementia. And it's not like there's not a purpose for it, but it's not because they're trying to figure something out. It just happens to them.
Okay. Our next question is coming from John. As a spirit, I know you are aware of my dreams. How can I strengthen my dream life?
By setting intention. A lot of you just go to sleep and randomly the dreams come in. But there is an intention you can set before you go to sleep at night to say, I'd like to be able to remember all the nuances of my dreams. A lot of you only remember the headlines. And there's so many nuances that go on in dreams, and some of those are more powerful than, the overt dream itself. We'd say that when you want to strengthen it, set the intention. And then also keep a dream journal. It can help you put things in order, so to speak. Because remember, you're linear. Your dreams are coming from the eternal space. When your consciousness connects with the eternal, and that's what happens when you go to sleep, you can expect these things. So strengthen it by intention, strengthen it by participating as much as you can with a dream journal, because it can help you. And you'll find, if you keep a dream journal, that sometimes dreams aren't linear. They don't go in sequential order, like in a timeline. So you might have a dream that takes 3 or 4 different days to complete. And then if you keep a dream journal, you can kind of piece those together and get sort of what we would call hidden messages. So start a practice of that, a dream journal, and then also what other things that we talked about today. Dreams are one of the most powerful tools you have as a human being.
All right, Veronica, that was our last question. If you want to take a break and come back and give the message to the world, that would be great.
All right.
Okay. Well, again, another good show and great questions. And I want to remind you, you can write in and get more information on any of the questions that were asked today. And don't forget, write in to innerwhispersradio.com. Are you there, Veronica?
Yes, we are. Well, today we'd like to talk about judgment, particularly judgment of others. Now, all of you have your opinions and your ideas of what is right and what is wrong. It is important while you walk through a life not to judge others as they walk through their life. Sometimes you're not going to agree with what somebody says or does. sometimes you don't know the whole story, so the judgment is irrelevant. But by even thinking about judging someone else for their actions or their thoughts, you're putting yourself in an odd place, because if you haven't walked in their shoes, you really have no place making judgment of others. It's important to know that. Every time you see something that you feel like you want to judge, we would say, step back and think for a moment how it would be if you had gone through whatever it was that they were going through. And perhaps they took some action that wasn't relevant to who they are, but they made it. You can't judge them by that until you walk in their shoes and understand all the nuances of the problems that they were walking through. So decide today that hold back. Don't let yourself immediately rush to judgment. Say, first of all, I'm going to take a look at the energy of all this, and I'm going to put myself in their shoes for a minute and just sort of think through what it would have been like if whatever that was happened to me. You might be a little less harsh. You might be a little bit more understanding. Now, it doesn't mean that it's not wrong. It just means that don't rush to judgment because you don't know all the nuances. And that is something that you all should live on, because we see a lot of judgment on your planet, and it's really not helping anything. So decide today that you're going to reconsider judgment and at least give it the opportunity to go through your thoughts so that you can feel the energy of it. That's all we're saying.
Well, thank you, Veronica. That was a great message. And I want to thank everyone for listening to the show today. And we'll be back with you next week with more questions. And until then, have a good weekend. Bye-bye.